Night, episode number 1. Today is the 8th of June 2020, and I'm your host, Luella. Thanks for joining us. Our topic today is, turn your shock into a high-performing machine. We have some great content for you today. But first, before we move on to talk about the subject of today's episode, let's take a moment to talk about our sponsors. The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. Automated external defibrillators on the market today show great variability in peripheral shock operations, and this is an area ripe for further improvement. This is an opportunity to greatly influence patient outcomes, especially as public access and use of the defibrillator become more commonplace. Dispatches, initiated CPR instructions have become standard, but the effect is limited to a limited number of patients and a relatively small percentage of emergency room visits. Automated external defibrillators minimize the need for a high-risk, low-cost, and high-performance system, and their expanded use in hospitals and emergency rooms represents a great opportunity for further research and development in this area. Manufacturers should work towards integrating next-generation devices to minimize the number and duration of interruptions in chest compression. A quick glance at the chest to confirm ventricular fibrillation AF, immediately followed by a quick glance at it, can save precious wasted seconds of flow that would otherwise be consumed by charging the device. When using a manual defibrillator, one way to minimize such breaks is to pre-charge the devices. In a related scenario, providers who use an AED during cardiac arrest often feel like waiting an eternity for chest compression to resume after being advised to keep their distance. When a shocking rhythm is detected, it cannot take more than half a second for the heart rate to drop below the threshold for resuscitation. According to the American Heart Association, an implantable cardioverter defibrillator (ICD) is a small, battery-powered device placed in the chest to monitor heart rhythm and detect irregular heartbeats. The ICD delivers an electric shock that is connected to the heart to repair an abnormal heart rhythm. It is needed when you have a chaotic heartbeat that prevents your heart from supplying enough blood for the rest of your body. The device continuously monitors your heartbeat and delivers an electrical impulse to restore a normal heart rhythm if necessary. If an irregular heart rhythm is detected and the device restores the normal heartbeat, it can also trigger an electric shock if your heart beats chaotically or far too fast. Studies have shown that it may have the potential to prevent cardiac arrest in high-risk patients who do not behave and are in mortal danger, and threaten cardiac arrhythmia. ICDs prevent ventricular tachycardia, which can last up to 2 hours in patients with heart failure or heart attack. According to the American Heart Association, if you are one of these people, you can find information and guidance here on the American Heart Association website and here at the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute. If you begin to feel dazed or dazed and believe that your implantable defibrillator has caused a shock, stop the weld and remove yourself from the spot. Your doctor may inform you of the risks that this reaction poses due to your health condition. Since welding machines can temporarily interfere with the normal operation of your heart device, you should make a decision about the use of the device. Apron or vest will not effectively shield your pacemaker or implantable defibrillator from the electromagnetic energy generated by the welding machine. Use an arc welder or similar device. If you become reckless or feel palpitations, turn off the device and walk away. Normal pacemaker operation should be resumed, however, note that the proper operation of your pacemaker may be impaired. Using a properly operated domestic appliance, such as a stove or hob, will not damage your pacemakers, nor will using a functioning automotive ignition system damage them. However, the use of a welding device or similar devices in the home or office environment may impair the proper operation of the pacemaker. If you have undergone any medical procedures, please inform your doctor or other healthcare provider, such as a doctor, nurse or healthcare assistant, that your pacemaker is at high risk of failure due to the use of a welding machine or similar equipment. Receiving a shock from ventricular tachycardia or atrial fibrillation is appropriate and can be life-saving, but still entails significant stress and psychological effects for the patient. The setting in which this happens depends on when the shock is triggered and what kind of shock is present. Due to the high risk of cardiac arrest or heart failure, patients who receive an ICD shock can start using an interrogator in the first few minutes of the procedure. The appropriate energy level is selected and standard precautions are taken to clean the patient before the shock. When a patient receives a single isolated shock without any symptoms or changes in clinical status, we do this by enrolling in one of our devices, specific monitoring services, and having them send a remote query for verification. If the patient does not convert and a second shock is displayed, you must press the sync button as the device sets the defibrillation mode. If your machine is scheduled for shock delivery in a QRS complex, expect a slight delay in the delivery of the shock. This is all for today, guys. My name is Luella and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of Never Write and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye. The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard.